Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust over, everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. The Thursday night throwdown has begun. The madness continues. We've got a ton of late night action tonight to break down, to cover, to bet on, and everything else in between. Teddy Cover is going to join us straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. Big Card Julio returns. JN reports wherever he may be this evening. Kurt Helein in Los Angeles, California. He'll join us as well. NBC Sports in the house. We'll welcome our AM radio affiliates momentarily. We're killing it tonight on the college hardwood, but you're only as good as your next play in this world. And we've got a bunch of next plays going on right now, and nothing's easy, right? Nothing's easy. Nothing's going to be easy. We don't expect it to be easy. If we're up, we don't get too excited. And if we're down, we don't get too excited. But we can tell you we're on Hawaii right now, 22-15 for Riverside. 6 minutes, 6:36 left in the first half of play right now. We're on the Warriors plus three in that basketball game. I got to tell you, my over 115 is not looking very good right now in Fresno and San Diego State. It's 8-8. It's 8-8. With 8 minutes left in the first half. 8-8. What is this, Salino and Barnes? 888-888-8888. And now it's 10-8. Ooh, San Diego State got to 10 points. In-game total, 99.5 problems. And the over ain't one right now because the over's done. I don't know. Maybe they can go on a little bit of a run here. It actually, oh, it's 10-10 right now. Just went to 101.5. We've got over 115. We got San Diego State on the money line. Stephen F. Austin and Abilene Christian kicking it right now. We're on SFA money line, and we're on the over of this basketball game. USC and Washington, some Pac-12 action. A lot of action going on in Las Vegas right now. And in fact, there's three games going on in Vegas. There might even be more. Like, I don't know, maybe Eastern Washington, Northern Colorado are playing in a desert or something like that. But Riverside and Hawaii are playing at the Dollar Loan Center, right? That new arena. No. Is it the new one or is that the MGM? Yeah, it's the MGM. Are they really calling, like, the MGM arena the Dollar Loan? Come on, man. Like, it's got to be the other arena, right? Can somebody correct me on this? It's got to be the other one. Because I'm just thinking, like, if you're gambling at MGM, you got all these gold lions and stuff all around the place, and it's all, like, classy. You really want the place called Dollar Loan? You know what I mean? It's got to be the other arena. Anyways, UC Riverside and Hawaii, they're playing in Las Vegas right now. Fresno and San Diego State are in Vegas right now. And Washington and USC are in Vegas right now. It's three games. Abilene Christian and Stephen F. Austin, I don't know where the hell they are. I did before, but I don't know. We got like 317 bets going on here. The hell do I know? It's the Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're kicking it. It's the Thursday night throwdown. You like college basketball? We're talking college basketball. Teddy Cover is going to join us straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. Sirius XM 159. The mighty year 1090 ESPN Radio. The 50,000-watt juggernaut. The loudest station in the nation. Let's do this thing. JN Reports will kick it with us. Is he in the Windy City or is he in the Mile High City? I don't know.
We'll find out where Julio is tonight. We'll find out who's on Julio's massive betting card. Kurt Heelan will step up and join us from NBC Sports at Basketball Talk, NBCSports.com, at Basketball Talk on Twitter. We'll talk NBA basketball. Philadelphia got punched in the mouth this evening. We've got Denver and Golden State in action right now. But you know, NBA, what, who? It's all about college. We haven't gotten to baseball. We haven't gotten to baseball, and it's done. Listen, I said it before, and I'll say it again. Too many people in this society will never admit that they were wrong, right? Whether it comes to their bet, whether it's politics, whether it's cable news, whether it's sports hosts and stuff. But I will admit, and I said, I will be glad if I am wrong. And I didn't think the deal would get done this quickly. I thought it would be a little bit prolonged. I'm surprised that they actually were able to come to terms like this. So, you know what? I'm glad that I was wrong. I'd rather that they're playing baseball than me just bitching every night to be right about some dumb sports take, right? So I'm glad that baseball's back. I'm glad that baseball's back for the people who work in the stadiums, the people who work in the hotels, for the taxi, the Uber drivers, and just the money that it creates for everybody. Now we can get into the rules and stuff like that. Now, the fact is, a lot of the ridiculously stupid rule changes that they're implementing will not be implemented until next year. It's too soon to do it now. So the ban, you can still shift right now. The designated hitter is here. They didn't get 14 teams in the playoffs. They got 12 teams in the playoffs when it was all said and done, which is, yeah, whatever. It could have been worse. I'm glad it's back. I will tell you, though, this whole stuff about the Major League Baseball Players Union being unbreakable and so tough and stuff. Yeah, that's as dead as Jimmy Hoffa is. The Late Night Anchor Management Class, this is Sports Rage. Vent your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Grid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. The Thursday Night Throwdown. I am Gabe Morenci. We've got basketball. We've got NBA basketball, college basketball. Just one NBA game, but it's a pretty good one. Golden State are now up 93-87 on the Denver Nuggets. We're on the Denver Nuggets. We've torn it apart. I think I probably shouldn't have tweeted out that I just went 5-0 before, because that's a certain way of mushing things. But we've got, yeah, man, we got college basketball, NBA basketball. We're going to have a ton of picks. We'll take a look at tomorrow's games. We'll get into some in-game here. Just a quick score check. We'll bring Teddy in a second. But Riverside up on Hawaii right now, 27-22 with 2 minutes left in the first half. We talked about the low-scoring game right now between Fresno and SDSU, 15-10. It's 15-10 with 6 minutes left in the first half there. Abilene Christian and Stephen F. Austin, 22-21 for Abilene Christian right now. And we've got Washington and USC. It's 26-23 for the Washington Huskies. And just for the record, if you want to tail or fade us, we're on the Washington Huskies plus 7 points. I've got Stephen F. Austin on the money line. Stephen F. Austin, Abilene Christian over the number. I need San Diego State to close out the money line parlay. I bet over 115 because I'm a moron. And I've got Hawaii plus 3. Let's bring in Teddy Covers, who's going to ask me, why'd you bet that? The great Teddy Covers, straight from the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. What's up, Teddy?
I don't even know what to say, because you're betting these over buck 15s, man, and you know the game's going to be molasses. You know, why'd you bet that?
Hasn't stayed under the number yet. Reminiscent of Brian Blessing and Virginia and Circus. We're not there yet. You know, I like those low totals, Teddy, to come in on the over. You know what I mean? I'm like, come on. This one. When they just played, what was the score when they just played the other day? I thought, was it 58-57?
Yeah, it was right around. Every point was a struggle, man.
I know.
The time they played, the previous time they played, wasn't that the one that neither team was it 41?
Aren't San Diego State weird though, Teddy? And then every once in a while they hit all their threes. Like God, they're a frustrating team.
Yeah, I mean they're not going to push pace. I'll just leave it at that.
Almost 15-10 right now. I'll tell you, there was a game the other day, though. It was the same thing, man. The total got down to like 96.5, Teddy, and it went to overtime. And it got to like 138. It's one of those stupider games earlier in the week. So, yeah, Washington. No, listen, Teddy, I know these. I'm having fun with this. I accept the fate going in, but I just went 5-0 on a D-gen run special with the Cal State Fullertons and the Cal State Fullerton Monmouths of the world. So we're having some fun with this.
And then you tweeted it, which means that
that was the mistake, I know.
It instantaneously is over.
I usually don't boast either, but I was just happy. I was like, hey, look at that. Yeah. I know. All right. What do you think of Washington? I got Washington plus the points. I think they're going to hang to the wire.
Yeah, I'm not a USC, but there's a handful of teams that are supposed to be really good that I'm just not buying, and USC is one of them. So I have no, and again, and in the Power Five conferences, fading the chalk, just go up and down the line.
Look at Villanova tonight. It's top of our head. I know.
You know, the teams that have already clinched their bid in the Power Five conferences, they're not going balls to the wall this weekend. They're just not.
No, you're exactly right. So what do you think about this NBA game going on right now, Ty? I don't know if you have anything. On it. I got the Denver Nuggets. It's 93-87 right now. You know what? They put up 61 points. 61 points combined in the third quarter here. 93-87. Little under 9 left. What's your opinion on that? I'll tell you what. Warriors are minus 7.5 now.
Yeah, it's Denver's 4th and 5, and I really try to avoid the team's, 4th game in 5 nights. And I know the... And the other factor is whether that's meaningful for Golden State. Number one, they lost early in the week. And number two, the Warriors have been playing bad basketball lately, and they know it. So I thought it was a Golden State spot. But it's not like I loaded up on Warriors or anything, It's a little bit of action.
No, you know what? I'm such a daily and mass, not mass volume as compared to some people, but... we've been betting against the Warriors. So it's one of those deals where, kind of like you said with the Lakers, you just keep doing it. You're going to keep doing it, right? And it's like, oh, I'll keep doing it, and I'll accept it. But the Lakers and the Warriors aren't the same because you just sort of wait for that buy-in sign. And you're right. You knew that it was going to come at some point where the pride would kick in, right, and the shots would fall.
Maybe. Klay Thompson's not very good right now.
No, I agree.
Andrew Wiggins is not very good right now, and they're not exactly a team that's dominant in the low post these days either. So, remember, Golden State was 27-6, and their first 33, and their last 33, they're 17-16, So they put up some gaudy numbers early and looked really good early. But who's the second best player on that team right now? Jordan Poole?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's not...
And they're not the same without Draymond Green. We can go on, But I'm not buying in on the big picture either, even in the playoffs. People talk about these guys. I think it's a younger man's game, Teddy. Like, the younger teams aren't intimidated by these older players anymore.
And it's funny because I'm not much of a future player. I'm really not. I always bitch and moan.
Yeah.
And I was actually looking at the futures today, and I'm like, you know what I should bet? You know what the good bet here is? Because the Warriors and the Suns were priced the same to come out of the West.
Yeah, the Phoenix Suns are the bet, right? That's the bet.
The Phoenix Suns are coming out of the West, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the bet. And I don't think anyone can beat it. Who can beat the Suns in the West in a 7-game series? Obviously, if Paul and Booker are both hurt, okay. But even if Paul's hurt, I'll take my chance with Phoenix.
Nope. That's amazing to hear you say that, too, because you're not a big guy on that. And even, there's not enough value with it, but it ain't going to get any...
I didn't bet it.
No, I know, but it's not going to get any better, right? That's the whole thing. It's not... No, you know what, though, Teddy? So let's look at the... So what's the final numbers here? Because I was going to say, because I'm seeing plus 165 for the Western Conference right now. They're plus 430. They're plus 430 to oh God, just like that, eh? They just moved it to 410 as we're talking about them, Teddy. Just like that? Yeah, they just moved. I know. To plus 410. Well, we're not the only ones, eh? People are clicking. Phoenix, plus 410 right now. So NBA champion. So put it this, Teddy. Second choice, Golden State Warriors. We're just talking about it. These guys, come on, man. These guys might not win the NCAA tournament the way they're playing right now. You know what I mean? Like, it's even in the big picture. What's Andrew Wiggins? Is Andrew Wiggins some big game clutch player that we know about? Right? Is Klay Thompson Sully going to catch fire? Curry's one guy that bombs threes. People talk about Draymond Green like he's 23 years old or something again. He's not. So I don't buy into Golden State in the big picture. Like, I think a Memphis could knock them off, but I don't think Memphis could knock a Phoenix off. But I think another team could knock off Golden State easily. Not easily, but could do it. But they're the second choice, Teddy, to win the title. Brooklyn Nets are the third choice. Hey, listen, we see what they can do, Teddy. And Kyrie Irving's an amazing player. Good for him. You can't play in New York, and that ain't changing. It's not changing. Like the mayor said, if there's an indoor worker rule there, and I like what Kyrie said, man. You know, he said, you know what? I like the mayor. I wouldn't want to be in his position. And Kyrie even point blank said, I understand he can't change everything for one basketball player. They have an indoor work rule place, and he's deemed an employee of the city, blah, blah. So he's not playing in the playoffs, Teddy. I don't know. Maybe something, you know, miraculous changes. I didn't think the lockout would end either, but I'm just stating, like, they can look really good, but the Nets don't have a full team all the time, and that's going to be difficult in the freaking playoffs. To me, it goes back to last year, Milwaukee. I wouldn't be surprised if Phoenix...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Milwaukee again, Teddy, and Phoenix beat them this time.
Good series. Fun series, and I'm with you 100%.
Yeah. What do you think of that? That's a distinct possibility. They play again, but this time Phoenix beat them.
And I make the Suns the chalk. I'm with you 100%.
Wow, we're agreeing. What the hell, man? It really is World War III and Armageddon coming. Me and Teddy were like, oh, I agree 100%, Gabe. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Here comes the Joker. 98. Man, even the NBA games are coming down to the wire, except Philadelphia. And Brooklyn, no sleep till... listen, I like the Nets. They got a great thing going when they're on the road and they're all playing and stuff. But and you knew they were really focused and motivated tonight going into Philly. It's not just Ben Simmons. The organizations troll each other. They don't like Harden. People didn't really think about that tonight. I was glad I cashed that ticket tonight, Teddy, with Brooklyn. I jumped in on them. You know, speaking about Phoenix, we get to some college guys. Teddy covers WagerTalk.com, joining us straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. And Teddy, I tweeted you. I tweeted out too, so it's official. It's been too long, actually. Speaking of the late Brian Blessing, we'll have to have a couple of drinks in his honor. We haven't had a live show like that in Vegas since then, Teddy. I don't know what year it was, 2017-ish maybe?
Shut 16? Up. Is that 5 years ago?
Maybe. I don't...
No,
was it the year Virginia lost in the first round? It was they got bounced that day, right? It was that day.
Yes. It was
What year was that? So that was the year before they won the title. They won the title the next year. So what year would that have been?
Looking it up right now, 2018.
All right, so it's been
four years.
Four years, and now is the tournament. That's a long time, considering, Teddy. It used to be like every 4 months. You know what I mean?
Kidding that I said that, you know.
Yeah.
Man, like, only 4 years.
Like, you know, since then, so how many have we lost? How many people have died, Teddy, since then? Not to be morbid, but, yeah. I don't know what I'm saying. It's like... I'm like, oh, well, he's not going to be there. I crossed my mind. I hate to say it, Teddy. I was thinking, I was like, wow, he's not coming in the count. No, no, he's gone. Like, that's life. It's life. NFL draft. NFL draft. It's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the draft, Teddy. So I'm not on Saturday, so I'll be on Thursday and Friday. To be determined, a location. I think I know where it is, but we'll wait for the official announcement in a week or two, etc. So we're going to be doing our shows as normal. And then Saturday, for Thursday, Friday, we'll have the guest on the show and, the draft. And we'll be betting the NBA playoffs will be going on. And then Saturday, we'll have a big bash as well. And people are going to be coming in from all over the place. It'll be a great weekend, Teddy.
I can't wait. That'll be a lot of fun. Anytime you have a bash in Vegas, Gabe, and I've been to a handful of them now, back in the day. I remember hanging out with you, the Stratosphere. Do you remember that? Doing a pod from the Stratosphere? That was a fun night.
We won't be doing it from there this time.
Yeah. But, you've had a good number of them over the years, and they're always fun. So if you're out there in listener land and looking for an excuse to come to Vegas, come hang out with Gabe. I will make at least a cameo appearance at some point or other.
I promise. You've got to pick your spot. Vegas has hosted everything. Like, in a sense that it's not like you guys aren't used to hosting the world or putting on a big show and an event. Yeah, this is sort of the prelude to the Super Bowl, Teddy. And the Super Bowl will be the biggest thing ever to go to Las Vegas. It's going to be the biggest week in Las Vegas history, the Super Bowl. And this draft is sort of, this is it, Teddy. Look how big the draft has become. I don't know. How many people are going to be on the strip? 200,000? 300,000? It's going to be over the top, bro. I was reading the other day, they're shutting the streets down all the way from Flamingo, Tropicana. They're setting up at the Bellagio fountains and stuff. The actual draft headquarters is Caesars inside. But they've got, something going on at the, I don't know if they're rolling the players out on the fountain after or what, but I know they're shutting everything down. It's going to be over the top, Teddy.
Yeah, the red carpet is going to be on the strip itself, I believe, or some...
Oh, so they're going to go into it. Yeah. They're going to walk past into it. Yeah, whatever. That's going to be nuts, bro.
Sure, but
NASCAR's big when they shut it down, right? That's pretty cool. They have the parade, the NASCAR parade and stuff, but NFL... And, I was saying, too, I know the state, Teddy, me and Sherapan were talking about this. The state has a rule. They shut down betting on the draft 24 hours before. They've got to change that with the draft being there and stuff. Because stuff happens before the draft. They got to take bets at least until a couple hours before.
Well, the Nevada Gaming Commission, which I have the utmost of respect for, but they're not exactly a body that moves proactively very often. You understand? They tend to move reactively as opposed to being on the forefront of the new technologies and the new change. So they got to change that. Okay, maybe. I wouldn't bet on it. But we just had the Pro Bowl here and the NHL All-Star Game the same weekend. And you know what? Just like any other weekend.
Yeah.
there wasn't anything to... the NBA All-Star Game, that was a crazy weekend.
That was a bad weekend. That was different, yeah.
But there was... that was like, okay, there's definitely something new and different here.
That was the start of the Vegas that has turned... Now every night in Vegas is NBA All-Star Weekend, Teddy. I remember remember that? It was like, oh, my God, what the hell? Oh, shoot, they used to be, remember the old days used to be that with the boxing matches only, right? The big Saturday boxing, Tupac would get shot and people would always get shot in the casino and stuff when there was boxing matches. 102-102 in a game with 2 minutes left, but, nevertheless, it's going to be big, Teddy, all right?
Yes, and you're going to be here and I'm going to be there, so it'll be a lot of fun. What are those dates again, Gabe?
The draft is Thursday, April 28th.
There it is. So
I think I'm going to get in on the Wednesday. I'm not just going to show you. I'll be broadcasting maybe all week type thing. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But we're going to be there. So like you said, if you guys are in the area, feel free to come down. We're going to throw it down. It's been too long since the road rage. 104-102 Golden State right now. It's a fun game. Fun game, but Denver just missed an opportunity to tie the basketball game. 104-102 with a buck, a 30 left. Let's just do a quick check here of what's going on, and we'll take a look at the morning numbers. All right, we're at the half right now. Riverside and Hawaii. Did you have any opinion on this game, Teddy, at all? Any feel for it coming into it?
I didn't. I knew a couple of guys that liked the Hawaii side. I did not join them with their wager. It was a clear pass for me.
Fresno and SDSU have gotten up to a whopping 43 points at the half, Teddy.
Oh, you're alive. 43, I mean, if you get to 40 in the first half, you can always...
Hey, 43 is actually, what, 72 I need. Or 73 and I win. It's not like... Yeah, it won't happen, but it could.
It's not
overtime. But you and I talked about this when we talked about these big numbers. I remember Fresno were like 12-1 to win this tournament. What do we say? Fresno can play with anybody in this conference, and it's being proven right now.
Yeah, they're leading at the half.
Would you? You know, I would say though, Teddy, SDSU find a way to win these games. Generally, they're -1.5 right now, -150 on the money line, or -1.5 for the point spread. Oh boy, Abilene Christians up by 11 at the half on Stephen F. Austin. I don't like the looks of that. I am on the over of the game. And tell you what, the Washington Huskies, Teddy, leading right now 39-36. They're getting after it, these guys.
Straight up. Straight up Washington Huskies. Yeah, USC. I mean, every time I watch USC, I just think that team is vulnerable. I think they're underachieving, and I bet against them this week. I'll bet against them next week, too.
So there's actually, we talked about it earlier, there's four games going on in Vegas right now. But right. They're all in Vegas. Yeah.
Right.
San Diego State, Fresno, Abilene Christian is in Vegas. So Abilene Christian are actually playing in the MGM Grand right now. That's crazy of all places.
Yeah, that's of the four courts, that's the... although this new Dollar Loan Center in Henderson, I haven't even been there yet, so I don't know. But it's brand spanking new.
It looks nice. I saw a video of it. The Henderson Silver Knights play there. AHL team.
But
they have metal
yet.
Shows.
They're going to play there. This is this is literally the opening of the venue. Yeah.
Oh, is this the first event? Really? This is the first event, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. So you got the Thomas and Mac. You got the Dollar Loan Center in Henderson. You got T-Mobile. And then you have this random venue at the MGM. And then, of course, the Orleans are playing too, right?
Yeah. It's a good call. Good call, the Orleans. Who's at the Orleans right now?
That was Sam Houston and Grand Canyon, and that would mean that
the WAC there. The WAC. Yeah, the WAC at the Orleans. Man, that's great. We've said it before. Las Vegas is basketball USA. You look at all the tournaments. You got four games going on right now in different venues, guys. But NBA Summer League, USA National Team Basketball headquarters now, unofficial headquarters. It's basketball central, and it's also going to be a great place all week long, especially next weekend with March Madness. Oh, boy. Golden State's about to win, 107-102. 40 seconds left. And here's the three-ball dagger, and there it is.
That was a big possession.
Three-ball dagger, 110-102. Warrior fans celebrating in Denver. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. All right, Teddy. Morning action. A little Big Ten action. Dear God, the Michigan Wolverines, Teddy. Up by 7. Man. Up by 17 points with 13 minutes, man. I had
Marty did the same thing, but
I know. You believe that, man? I know.
Yeah, I believed it. I had Maryland. Yeah. I had Maryland hand over fist in game.
Brutal.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam. I know. I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Beat, huh? Cam, I was on Michigan State money like Cam had in Maryland +2. He was like heartbroken. We'll get an Indiana and the alumni on the other side. Should be Michigan playing. Shoulda, coulda, woulda means nothing. Bring it!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What's the dumbest bet I ever heard of?
I disagree.
The madness has begun. And if you don't know that, then you're not a real college basketball fan. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. Said it before, and I'll say it again. Teddy Covers joining us today with us from Las Vegas, Nevada. WagerTalk.com. I said it before, and I'll say it again, Teddy. March Madness is like New Year's Eve. It's for the posers. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's like, oh, it's, well, March Madness, all this basketball. There's less basketball during March Madness than there is now. Like, now is the actual wall-to-wall basketball. Like, they, guys, March Madness, is there's not going to be basketball all day, every day, like, all week, right? And you know, like, they bastardize everything, Teddy, right? They stretch it out and stuff. So by the time, bro, you get into even the first Saturday, you know, and I don't want to sound like that guy, like it used to be better and stuff, because, you know, you see all the games, but... Guys, in the old days, you know, you'd get your regional game, and that was that, right? Like, and then they'd cut into the other games. And remember how critical that scoreboard was in the corner in the old days, Teddy?
Oh,
pre-internet tournament days. Remember, you got your. I was like, oh God, Syracuse again. I was in that region. I was like, I'm getting Syracuse, and there's nothing I can do about it. And then it was like, well, at least they're gonna cut into the game after. And they did. They stunted the game starts by like 8-10 minutes. Oh, the game's over. We're gonna go over here with 6 minutes left. It was great in those days.
Well, yes and no. I mean, it was great in the sense. So the first tournament that I remember, like, skipping everything to watch March Madness was my freshman year at Michigan, which would be, the spring of 86, you know? And I'm like, this is so cool. You know, before that, I'd watched maybe the Final Four, but I never, like, sat and watched all day, you know?
Yeah.
Michigan had Navy in the opener, David Robinson's team. We beat him pretty soundly and then lost in the next round. Didn't make the Sweet 16 again. That was part of the reason why.
Always have 1989. Always have 1989.
But I wasn't in Ann Arbor in 89. I was out of school right then, so it was different. But the whole point is this: in 86, when you're watching these games, I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool, this is so awesome. But it's nothing compared to what it's like when you come out to Vegas and now you have all the games that you can watch, as opposed to the network showing them around. And the big dance, quote-unquote, the big dance that we're going to see next week is nothing compared to what we see today and tomorrow. Today, there are more college basketball games today, meaningful games, every one of them meaningful, more college basketball games today than the entire NCAA tournament.
Exactly right. All right, so let's get into 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 8:30 Pacific. Indiana comes back on Michigan. So speaking of Michigan, Michigan are up by 17. Juwan Howard come back. It's comeback game. And, you know, that's the thing with Michigan, man. You know, they win one, they lose one. They come up with a big win, and they lose one. And it's been this way all year. Their inconsistency has been a problem for them. And they played well. I mean, you have a 17-point lead with 13 minutes left, Teddy. You end up losing the game. Now you get Indiana. How does Indiana parlay this into their next game against an Illinois team that are better than they are, laying 5 points, total 136.5. What's your opinion on the Big Ten matchup?
So this is the question right here, and it's the most simple question there is can Indiana defend the pick and roll? Because if you can defend the pick and roll, you can beat Illinois. If you can't, you can't. I mean, it's the craziest thing. You've seen it all year. That's how you beat the Illini. If you don't let Cockburn run, you know, roll to the basket, you beat them. Can Indiana do that? I'm not convinced they can. Are you?
No, I think the gas tank will start to run a little empty too, as the game goes on. I like the Illini here. I think that it's a sharp number, but I think Illinois will win the game, and then you get into it, they're probably going to cover the point spread then. Fordham and Davidson. I took Fordham plus the points tonight, actually. Cashed it. Fordham and Davidson. Davidson are laying 11 here. Texas A&M and Auburn, noon Eastern, Teddy. A little SEC action. Is a point spread too high here? What's your take on this one? It's something we can sink our teeth into. We're getting 9 points if you take Texas A&M. Total a buck 40 and a half.
Texas A&M has been making everybody money lately. You know, everybody's making money with A&M. If you're betting them, Auburn, you making money with that team?
Overrated so right much. Now. He's lost the value with them.
Yeah, but the thing is that, I mean, what's A&M now? A&M's, is it five straight covers?
Five straight wins and covers, yeah, both.
And, you know, three of them have been as dogs. The one came against Mississippi State as short chalk. So it's not like they've been, you know, huge favorites, everyone but Georgia. And Auburn, you know, -14.5 against Vandy, don't cover. -3.5 against Florida, lose outright. -15 against Mississippi, don't cover. +3 against Tennessee, lose outright. South Carolina, 14.5, don't cover. You know, that tells me where the value is in this game. You know, one team's covering numbers, the other team isn't. But that said, you know, if Auburn starts turning them over, it'll be over quickly.
I know. It's all or nothing with Auburn, isn't it? They'll either smoke them or it's going to come down to the wire. I lean with the nine, Ryan. We talked about North Texas coming into this tournament. You got Louisiana Tech and North Texas here on the board. I don't see a number, though. They got no, let's see, no number for that.
I got a number. There's only one number in the world for this, and it's in Vegas. So,
what is it?
It's 6.5.
What do you think of it? You willing to lay it? I know you like the Mean Green. We talked about him last week.
I bet it already.
You already got in on him, huh?
I don't know. And it's funny because usually I wait for the markets to be broader. You know, I don't bet that very first number.
Yeah.
But this was one instance where I'm like, I know I'm going to be on North Texas. I know tomorrow morning's going to be crazy. Let's just lock in right here. And if I get a half point, the worst of it, I'll be bummed. If I get a half point, the better of it, I'll be happy. But I just, you know, I'm trying to check things off my checklist because tomorrow morning is one of the busiest mornings of the year. Really, tomorrow and Saturday both.
So Iowa drop a buck 12 today. They get Rutgers tomorrow. Can Rutgers slow down this offensive juggernaut, Teddy, or do they keep this thing rolling? Rutgers are getting 7 points here right now.
They did in the first meeting. Rutgers held Iowa, I think, to 26% shooting and beat them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't count on that happening twice, necessarily. You know, it feels like Rutgers' eyes on next week a little bit more than this week. I could be wrong.
You know, the thing is, too, I'm a believer of, like, okay, if you drop 112 and you're off for 2 or 3 days, I don't know how you're going to respond in the next game. You drop 112 and you're playing again less than 24 hours later. The kids are excited. They could keep the streak going. You know what I mean? You can catch lightning in a bottle in these shortened tournaments like this. So I wouldn't really want to be getting in front of Iowa. But, you know, the spread, man, Rutgers are scrappy, man. You know, Rutgers find a way.
I would not be shocked if the Scarlet Knights hang around in this one for a while, but when all said and done, I wouldn't be shocked either if Iowa finds a way to pull away. And, you know, I mean, I've been betting on the Hawkeyes. You know, you talk about these, you know, you've been betting against Golden State. I've been betting on Iowa, and it's done well for me in recent weeks. So I will, I had them today.
They beat Michigan last week.
Although that was as much a bet against Northwestern as it was a bet on Iowa. Today, because Northwestern wasn't coming back 2 games in a row. And it was over by half. That was over real easy. But, you know, Iowa's a one-way team for me right now. They're not, I think, valued correctly in the betting markets. They're a really good team, and they're hot right now.
Speaking of good teams, you know, people don't talk about them during the regular season very much, Teddy, but they've become kind of a tournament staple, and the Houston Cougars is the team I'm talking about here. And what's impressive about Houston is the fat guys, that these guys are 26-5 straight up, yet still 19-12 against the spread, and they're favorites all the time, Teddy, right? So that's pretty impressive right there. They get Cincinnati. And it's been a one-sided rivalry, man. Houston have covered the last 6 times that they played. They played twice this year, 71-53 and 80-58. Houston have absolutely smashed them. I know you guys at Wager Talk and Ralph Michaels, and give them credit for the, you know, they beat the team twice in the same year. 71% of the time they went outright, 53% the cover. What they're laying 12.5 here, Teddy, but it's hard to get in front of the Houston Cougars when I just threw these numbers at you.
Yes and no. I mean, look, I'm not playing the game. All right, this is not a bet I'm making. But like, you look at the Ken Pom, all point spreads are set based not on the Ken Pom numbers specifically, but on metrics that are very comparable to the Ken, you know, the statistical formulas that are very comparable to what Ken Pom puts into his algorithm to spit out his numbers. And Houston's a top five team in Ken Pom's algorithm. They're top 15 in offensive efficiency and defensive efficiency. And I look at the Houston Cougars and say, yeah, this team's good. You know, maybe they're real good. But they ain't top five. I think they're overvalued in the betting markets. I really do. And you look at these, their numbers, their statistical profile. You look at the fact that they've been winning and covering all these point spreads against crappy teams from the AAC all year. And I think there's more money to be made. If you bet against Houston every remaining game, you'll make more money than if you bet on Houston every remaining game. Just because that statistical profile is so gosh darn gaudy.
Teddy! Covers St. Louis. And a good point that you raised as far as the Ken Pom. He used to be the Sagarin. Remember the old USA Today? And, oh, that's what the point spread is going to be pretty much. St. Louis and St. Bonaventure. This one's interesting that the Billikens are favored here, Teddy. -1.5. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, the Bonnies, what is that? I mean, the Bonaventure, the Bonnies have been playing really good basketball, Teddy. And, oh, yeah, they beat the Billikens twice, too, this year.
Yeah, and everyone's talking up the Bonnies as like that's the team to beat in the A-10, you know, or one of the teams. Or, you know, I'm a little bit surprised by this number as well. That said, you know, again, you look at the statistical profiles, and the Billikens with, you know, an impressive showing today. I'm not laying with St. Louis. Not my money.
No, I get it. Arkansas LSU is a good game, Teddy. I'm a fan. I've been a fan of both teams, actually, this year. I made money with both teams this year. You got some sort of air conditioner on or fan or something?
Me?
Yeah. Sorry. Sounds like you're on an airplane. It just hit me.
So this is, I think it's going to be the last cold night or the last real cold night. So the heater just kicked on, but it's not like it's.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
It's not like it's never happened before. The heater kicks on every once in a while. It's not a crazy.
Well, I hear everything, Teddy. It's amazing.
I know, man. I should open up some cough drops.
Oh, yeah. That was the best. I appreciate that you actually did put him in a bowl. I said, put him in a half a bowl next time.
Oh, dude, I was trying so quietly. It just wasn't going to happen. LSU, Arkansas. So, look, LSU was a great team in November and December, right? Arkansas has been a great team in February and March.
Yeah.
And again, you look at Ken Pom. Ken Pom says Arkansas is better. You know, or sorry, LSU is better. And the point spreads are saying, these, you know, obviously the current form for Arkansas, you know what the bandwagon they have. They're going to be short chalk, but they're not big chalk. I think Arkansas is a better team. And certainly current form-wise, it's not very close.
The more complete team. LSU are good. They play hard. They scrap. They bang the boards. But Arkansas are the real deal, guys. I liked Arkansas last year going into the tournament. I said they're as good as Alabama is, and they were like, Bama was like 16-1, and Arkansas was like 50-1, and here we see. Arkansas, I think, are same thing, better than Alabama.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
More with Teddy on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Akron Toledo. Great game. Rockets -5.5. These guys are money makers. Right behind our Middle Tennessee State, who did it again, baby. They did it again, but they get UAB tomorrow. Teddy, I tell you what, I know you know you guys don't talk a lot about Morgan State and Norfolk, but this number too, bro. This number's whacked. Little light here. Norfolk's gonna roll. Like they're gonna win this. They're gonna win this tournament. They're gonna win this tournament, and it's a revenge spot as well. They played twice this year. Norfolk beat them 82-62, and then they lost 85-74. I think they'll be ready for this game, but. Man, we can tell you there's a million games tomorrow. What's a game we didn't get to that you like, you want to share with us? Ohio and Kent State, Miami and Duke, Vanderbilt, Kentucky. We got it all tomorrow, Teddy. Whatever we talked about that you like tomorrow.
Long Beach.
Oh, yes,
the
sir.
Beach, baby.
Yes, the beach. Teddy, you know they were 5-1 to win this tournament? I was thinking, why?
Crazy.
You saw that? You saw that? You saw that?
Yeah. They're dogs tomorrow. Dude, there's no respect whatsoever for Long Beach State in the betting markets. Like, the wise guys don't like. I can't tell you why. I don't know why. They're just, not, you know, that's, that is, but that, when you find these teams that are disrespected in the markets, man, they're not hard decisions when it comes to who am I going to take in this game. And of course,
Santa Barbara are hot, though. They are hot, Santa Barbara.
Sure. And then they smacked them around last week. They smacked them around last week. They shot like 60%. I don't think they're doing that twice.
Teddy covers. All right, so Teddy, you're not going to be with us next Thursday, right? You're not tournament.
I will not.
You're going to be out on the town. What's going on?
I have events I have to be at next Thursday.
You're a big star. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So
it's funny. I used to love that stuff and like Vegas and March Madness. Now I'm thinking, oh, you poor bastards, the last place that I want to be.
No, I mean, there's really only three times. You know, you had the regular football season, March Madness, Super Bowl. You just deal with it. It's fine.
Yeah. And now the draft. Don't forget. No, it's great. March Madness, Vegas. That Thursday, Friday. It's a rite of passage if you haven't done it yet. WagerTalk.com. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.